Hi developers, I'm Hossein Dili, I'm Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to log in to LinkedIn API in Xamarin iOS applications. We'll use Xamarin.auth NuGet package to log in and also to get basic user profile information like his name, his biography, his cover photo, his ID, and his some other information. The application that we want to build today looks like this one here. The user clicks the login to LinkedIn button, then Swivel Viewer, he will enter his login password, then he will click allow up to login, then he'll get his basic profile information.
From Xamarin Studio, we start by creating a new project here under iOS App Single View App Template. And then we'll go to the main.storyboard here, where I have already added some UI controls to display the image, called it here picture image, and to display inside a label to display the name, the ID, and the biography of the LinkedIn user. Then I have added the login to LinkedIn button. Once we click that button, we'll fire the event handler, where we put the code to authenticate to LinkedIn API. To authenticate, we'll use the Xamarin.auth NuGet package. So we need to install that package by going to the packages folder right here in your project, right click and add packages. Look for a package called Xamarin.auth. So this is the package we are looking for. We click add package. I have already installed it. For that, you will see it added to your packages list here. You see now I have Xamarin.auth installed. Once we have it installed, we can call it, let's call it auth equal new auth to authenticator. So you see here we have auth2 and we also do have auth1 authenticator. Here LinkedIn API uses the auth2, so for that we need to specify auth2 authenticator. That object accepts some parameters, so you see that here it we should provide a client ID, client secret, scope, authorize URL, redirect URL, and an access token. We can get those information from the developer website of LinkedIn, and that's by going to linkedin.com/developers. Here, click My Apps, and then you can create a new application right here by filling this form. Once you have done that, you go to My Apps and you get the application you have created. And here you get your client ID and your client secret. We do also have some other parameters for the authorized redirect URL. So here you specify a certain URL that the user will be redirected to once he has been successfully logged in. Make sure here you select the basic profile, because we'll ask for this information from LinkedIn API. So once we have all those parameters, then we can write our OAuth2 authenticator as this way, specifying these client ID and client secret and scope. We need some other parameters for the authorized URL, and here you can get those from the LinkedIn API documentation, specifying the REST endpoint that will be invoked when we want to authorize, and the endpoint for getting the access token. Once we have those, now we can call auth.getUI. .getUI will show us a web view in for the login page for LinkedIn, where the user can enter his login and password. So then we'll display this web view inside the view controller. We can do that by just calling present view controller. Now, once the user is logged in successfully, we'll need to fire up an event for success or for authentication. that event called completed. Inside this event, we get information if the user is successfully logged in or not. And if he was successfully logged in, then we can send other requests for getting user profile information. Let's call this event LinkedIn Auth completed. Let's create that event handler. Inside this event handler, we have the e-parameter, which is of type authenticator completed event args. And the e-parameters, from it we can know if the user is successfully logged in here by calling e.isAuthenticated. So if the user is authenticated, then we can create a request to get his basic profile information, because once he's authenticated, then we do have the access token, which we can use to get his user profile. So we'll create a request, and a request here is of type auth2Request. It's a get request to this endpoint. Here you see we are invoking this URL here, api.linkedin.com, and we are asking for this information, for the ID, first name, last name, headline, picture URL, summary, and so on. We do also pass some other informations for the JSON, so that LinkedIn API will return a response as a JSON object, not XML. And lastly, we need to pass the OAuth access token. We can get that access token value from the e.account properties asking for the access token key. Once we have get that request, now we just need to extract the JSON from that request. And that's here by calling get response async, which is an asynchronous method used with await. So we need to add the async in the method. Extracting the JSON, then we just parse that JSON using JSON value object coming here from the system.json. Now that we have the that object, the LinkedIn user, we can extract information, and that's by calling LinkedIn user and asking for the first name, last name, ID, headline, and picture URL. Once we have that those information, now we'll go and show those inside our storyboard or our user interface, for which we have created here the picture, image, and the three labels. And that's as simple as calling the labels.txt and passing the values. Because those calls are done using the web view, then we should not forget to dismiss the web view. And that's by just calling dismiss view controller, passing true for the animated and null for the second parameter. Now let's run this application, and actually let's put a breakpoint right here so that we can see the JSON object that we get from LinkedIn API. Click login to LinkedIn, pass our username and password, then click sign in and allow. Here we hit our breakpoint because here we get the response from the LinkedIn API. So if I put the cursor on top of JSON, here you see I have this JSON file. I already have a better visualization of that same JSON file. So here you see that we get information about the first name, the headline. Let's finish that. And now we get here the information displayed, displaying here my image, my username, and my my headline. So I hope this was helpful for you, and thank you.